T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now, partly cloudy, 27 degrees. Body found near Hayesville. Case called suspicious. We've got the story.
Extension cord, cause of fatal house fire in South Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A Leavenworth police officer has been fired for violating policy in a deadly shooting. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. So far for the month of January, we've had 0.2 inch of rain, 0.3 inch of snow, and that is well below normal. So the fire danger threat will be high this afternoon. We'll explain why in our forecast coming up.
Sedgwick County authorities say the death of a man whose body was found in a ditch is being investigated as suspicious. Sheriff Lieutenant Jim Myers said a passerby saw the body in the ditch near Hayesville Monday afternoon. Myers says the man's age has not been determined. He released no information on how the man died or whether the body showed signs of trauma.
More information on a fatal house fire in South Wichita Saturday morning. Fire Lieutenant Jose Ocades says when crews arrived in the 3500 block of South St. Clair, they found a small fire in the living room and a 66-year-old man in the hallway in extremely critical condition. First responders tried to resuscitate him, but he died.
They discovered that the extension cord was underneath numerous items, combustible material, and they found an extension cord sustained heavy damage from the fire and the heat and source. It was determined by the fire investigation unit that it was an accidental electrical malfunction to the extension cord.
That fire caused $50,000 in damage. This was Wichita's first fire fatality of the year. 6 people died last year in Wichita fires.
Authorities say a Kansas police officer who fatally shot a man has been fired.
Leavenworth Police Chief Patrick Kitchen said in an email Monday that Officer Matthew Harrington was terminated on Friday for violating the department's use of deadly force policy. The release says Harrington was responding in July to a domestic argument over who owned a sport utility vehicle when he shot and killed 47-year-old Antonio Garcia Jr. while Garcia was in the SUV. Kitchen says police are not releasing body cam footage because the investigation is ongoing and it's classified as evidence. Leavenworth County Prosecutor Todd Thomas said in a news release that he's reviewing the shooting and awaiting requested information. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
4 men robbed a store and assaulted a woman in southeast Wichita. Police officer Charlie Davidson says it happened Sunday night at Lincoln and Woodlawn.
4 unknown suspects entered the Dollar General armed with handguns and were demanding money. Money was given to the suspects by a 33-year-old female employee. Additionally, a 25-year-old female customer was battered, and her purse was taken as well.
The men all fled on foot. They were all wearing hoodies. 3 of them were wearing masks. The other had a white T-shirt tied on his face.
President Trump expected to focus heavily on jobs and the economy during his first State of the Union address. As Republicans and Democrats lay out what they want to hear.
The White House says President Trump plans to focus his first State of the Union address on 5 key areas, including national security, the economy, immigration, trade, and infrastructure. The last item is one that Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says will get bipartisan agreement. In a Washington Post op-ed Monday, Schumer said he hopes the president will use the address to call for a major direct federal investment in infrastructure. For Republican Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa, she tells Fox News at night,
I hope it's a message of optimism, keeping America safe, keeping us strong, and of course, making us all proud to be Americans.
Sean Langell, Fox News.
A basketball legend is lashing out at his alma mater, Michigan State, over the gymnastics scandals clouding the campus.
Magic Johnson is calling for Michigan State to fire every staffer who knew about the alleged crimes committed and chose to stay silent. In addition to the Larry Nassar scandal, officials say the NCAA was alerted in 2010 to dozens of reports of MSU athletes sexually assaulting women, with the university allegedly trying to keep the whole thing quiet. Johnson in a statement saying, quote, "If anyone was aware of the sexual assault happening to women on the MSU campus, from the office of the president, board of trustees, athletic department, faculty, and campus police, and didn't say or do anything about it, they should be fired," end quote. The Hall of Famer's comments come days after the resignation of Michigan State's athletic director, Mark Hollis. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Wichita police say they discovered more skimmers on ATMs inside two Quick Trip stores. Sergeant Santiago Hungria tells KSN News police recommended checking your credit card and bank statements for anything suspicious.
Is there anything added to it? Should you chug, you know, if you can tug on the card reader itself? Sometimes where the keypad is, they'll put a pin camera in there.
Police do not have any suspects, but they are reviewing surveillance videos from those stores.
KNSS News Time now, 7:06, 6 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Right now is the right time to visit Kennedy Tire and Auto Care Center. Hi, I'm Cheryl. Whether it's our super safe Michelin line, sporty BF Goodrich tires, or the dependable and affordable Uniroyal brand, Kennedy Tire is where you can expect competitive prices and...
KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Last week, Mayor Jeff Longwell announced that Wichita is pulling out of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. Longwell tells KNSS News the conference has been moving to the left politically.
Just getting a little bit frustrated with their platform at the U.S. Conference of Mayors. It just seemed like they were continually posturing themselves into a position where they were just fighting everything that this current Trump administration is doing. And I just didn't want to be a part of every time being on the opposite side of that.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted Show here on KNSS.
A bill banning some abortions falls short in the Senate.
A 20-week abortion ban has stalled in the Senate, unable to win 60 votes needed to end the filibuster.
Banning abortion does not end it. It just means that women undergo unsafe procedures and lives are lost.
California Democrat Dianne Feinstein is critical Republicans are using floor time to debate what she calls a dangerous bill. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham is a sponsor of the legislation.
If science urges you to sing to the child, I don't want the law to stop an abortion unless there's a darn good reason.
Three Democrats did vote to advance the measure. Two Republicans were no votes. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News Time, 7:11 now with Steve and Ted.
Heavy traffic right now. Look out on K-96 right around that North Junction, just to the east side of that. So from I-135 over to Hillside on K-96 this morning. Some heavy traffic. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas City meteorologist Laura Bannon. Good morning, Laura.
Hey, good morning and happy Tuesday.
Happy.
Yep, it's cold.
Yes.
I can't hear. I'm really over this winter thing. All right, hey, we are kicking off this day at 27 degrees. The wind is certainly making it even worse than what it actually feels like. So it feels like it's 15 degrees. We've got a wind this morning out of the southeast at 15 miles per hour. The wind is really going to kick back up today. So a typical Kansas wind, that's what I'm going to call it, anywhere from 20 to 35 miles per hour, even higher wind gusts. But this is a windswept warmth. So you got to pick your poison here. So you want to deal with the wind or you want to deal with the warm weather or the cold. So the wind today is going to allow for the nice warm up. I'm going to call it today for our high temperature of 57 here in Wichita. We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine. We're seeing that here this morning. So some sun from time to time, even warmer out west. But the price you got to pay, though, of course, is that red flag warning. We've got that red flag warning that goes into effect at noon today. That'll remain in place through this evening. So high fire danger threat, even just the smallest grass fire, can easily get out ahead. So I do think today is going to be a busy day for firefighters. Just given the dry conditions, and even think about what we dealt with last week. I mean, just that thing just kind of got out of control early in the morning. So hopefully that's not the case today. Everybody can please put this back in their mind as far as that fire danger threat. But if you can handle the wind, get out and enjoy the warm weather. 57 for your high, you can't beat that.
Yeah, 40 was the high yesterday. Now, overnight and tomorrow, we got, what do we got for that then?
Overnight. overnight tonight, we're dropping back down to the 20s. Few clouds. I know everybody's talking about the lunar trifecta. Should be good viewing conditions here in the metro, so that's always good news. That'll be exciting to see. So about, I think it was like 4:45 in the morning, but till 7 o'clock in the morning, that's when we're looking at the best viewing. And then for tomorrow, high right around 60 degrees in Wichita.
All right.
At least a couple of nice warm days ahead of us before we bottom drops off again.
Sounds good, Laura. Thank you. That's a KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon. Right now, mostly cloudy. 27 degrees, south wind at 15 miles per hour. 7:13 now with Steve and Ted. And we're seeing some surveys and data that U.S. wages seem to be on the rise. And with us this morning, we have the author of Principled Profits, Outward Success is an Inside Job. Bobby Albert is with us this morning to talk about the workplace and business and wages going up. Good morning, and thanks for being with us this morning, Bobby.
Well, thank you, and it's such a pleasure to be on your show this morning.
Now, it looks to like they were surveying economists around the country, and what did they find out about the wages going up?
Well, definitely the survey indicates with employers as well as economists is that wages are going to increase in a general way. And the employers that choose not to be more competitive and fair with their wages are going to face losing some of their best employees. And when they lose their top producers, they're very likely going to see their profits decline.
We've been watching this for several years, and basically wages have been pretty much flat for several years. Now, what is it? What's breaking the logjam there? Is it all attributed to the new tax code?
Well, there's you bring up a very good point. A lot has to do with the tax code, but the tightness of the labor market has been occurring for months through this robust economy that we're living in at this time. And it's causing, it's kind of like a seller's market right now from an employee's perspective, is because the job openings that employers are seeking and recruiting people are one of the, it's at a period of one of the highest that it's been in many, many years. So that will kind of be an indicator as to how tight the labor market is. But this is a message to both the employers as well as to the employees, is this is a time is to become so valuable that you become invaluable. Mm. Regardless of what side, if you're the employer or employee, this is a time that you begin to soar up your personal growth, that you engage, the employers are engaging their employees, and so that you become so invaluable, you'll see the appropriate wage increases with your current jobs, or you're going to seek employment somewhere else.
Bobby, sounds like you're telling me I need to show up for work every day. There's something that we're, in this market, something's going on. Baby boomers are retiring, okay? And we're looking at how are we filling those jobs and do we have the right skill sets? So we've seen the challenge here, and I'm sure we're seeing it in markets across the country, of how to fill those jobs that are coming open.
Well, a lot of those jobs are being filled by the millennials,
mm-hmm.
and they have a different perspective on the job market than the boomers, and they are more typical to job hop. Now, you got to keep in mind is outside of perhaps maybe student loans, is most of them don't have maybe a car loan. They most likely don't have a mortgage loan. They're not nearly as connected that they've got to have this job for them to survive. So they're more likely, if an employer is not engaging them, or they're working for a boss that doesn't care much about them as a person, or doesn't allow them to contribute toward the goals of the company and not trying to help them be a better person, train them so they can do the best job they can, they're more likely to seek employment at somewhere else that they can get those kind of things.
Bobby, hey, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it. Bobby Albert is the author of Principled Profits, Outward Success is an Inside Job. He says U.S. wages are on the rise. There's a demand for people who know what they're doing in the workplace. We actually have some value, apparently, Ted. 7:18 now. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It's sports time with Ted Woodward. Big, big basketball game last night in Manhattan. Some folks thought it might be pretty close, but it wasn't that close, was it, Ted?
Yeah, Vegas had a tight game. Of course, first time these teams met a couple weeks ago in Lawrence. It was a one-point game. Not as close last night as Kansas State just never could get the offense going. Ton of missed shots and not a good shooting night for the Wildcats. Seventh-ranked Kansas didn't exactly wow anyone. They had their own list of mistakes, but Kansas certainly did enough things on this night to keep the Wildcats at bay. Seventh-ranked Kansas in Manhattan taking on K-State. You heard the game last night on KFH.
Who's going to be the skid halter right here? Could it be Newman? He drives. He floats. He hits. And the foul. A chance at a three-point play for Malik Newman.
What a great move by Malik. Being aggressive down the lane. Takes the contact.
Well, Malik Newman did some good stuff. 13 points. He also had a career high with 10 rebounds for a double-double. As KU beat the Wildcats, 70-56 was the final score. It wasn't exactly a thing of beauty. Kansas State only shot 32% for the game, second worst shooting performance of the season for the Wildcats.
Well,
and part of that probably had to do with Kansas's zone defense. The Jayhawks don't usually play a lot of zone, but they went to it late in the first half, and then they used it quite a bit in the second half, and Kansas State never could figure out how to get shots to go down against it as the Jayhawks get a 14-point win. After the game, Kansas head coach Bill Self.
Yeah, it's a great win. You know, we didn't play, obviously, great. We shot it great the first half, didn't play great. But we rebounded the ball better than we have been. And different guys rebounded the ball. So that was positive. And we made our free throws in the second half. But to win when you go 7-26 in a half on the road, you know, that didn't happen very often. And to actually outscore your opponent.
Another one of the Jayhawk stars last night was Devontae Graham. 16 points, 11 assists, as he had a double-double.
The zone was definitely one of the game, and it kind of slowed them down. They kind of looked stagnant and was holding the ball, not moving the ball.
Kansas State never could get things going. They could have been in first place if they'd have won, but they didn't. K-State falls back into fifth place in the conference. Here's Kansas State head coach Bruce Weber.
I told the guys we had to play better than we did in Lawrence. And because they're a great road team, they got good poise.
Now, it didn't happen for the Wildcats. Kansas gets the win. The new polls coming out yesterday, Kansas dropped a couple of spots down to number 7 in the nation in both the Associated Press Top 25 and the Coaches Poll. Wichita State is now number 16 in the nation in both polls. The Shockers move up one spot in the AP poll. Kansas State was getting the 26th most votes in the AP poll, but after a loss last night, they might fall back a little bit. We've got women's basketball action tonight for the Red Hot Shocker Women, which has won 5 games in a row. The Shocker Ladies are on the road at East Carolina tonight. Shockers are tied for 4th place in the conference. First meeting ever between the Shockers and East Carolina in women's basketball. Usually you hear the women here on KNSS, but tonight we have the State of the Union speech, so we will have special coverage of women's basketball with Steve Strain on Sports Radio KFH at 6 o'clock tonight. It's over on 1240 AM, 97.5 FM, Shocker Women's Basketball. And we have a birthday today of a great Kansas athlete, Nolan Cromwell.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrating a birthday today. He is 63 years old, one of the great football players to ever come out of the state of Kansas.
And a track guy, too.
Yes, he was a track stud. He was
just a
great
terrific
football
athlete.
Player. Well, yeah. And he's one of those small-town guys that can do everything. He went to Logan High School, and then he moved to Ransom, played for Ransom, very small schools, before going to KU, where he was a defensive star his first 2 years. Then they moved him to the other side of the ball to quarterback, and he excelled there for a couple of years. And then he went to the NFL and played more than a decade and on the defense for the Los Angeles Rams for 10 years.
How about that?
Yeah, just a great athlete, great Kansas guy. Nolan Cromwell is 63 today. That's sports with Stephen Tibbs.
7:22 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. California teacher smears the armed forces. That's coming up. Hey, it's time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office, just like Steve and Ted, by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee Break.
7:23, Steve and Ted, Rush Limbaugh coming up. The KNSS, Steve and Ted, here on KNSS.
Mark Patrick Hypnosis is coming to Wichita on February 11th.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.